We weren't going to, we thought about putting our names in the hat, and then we both decided together that we would not put our names in the hat tonight. I would do it on my next visit. So, yeah, everybody's really walking up to this mic and knowing how to use it. It's my first time telling a story on stage. A lot of firsts. But I was going to tell a story about my first time ever attending a Greek funeral. Because I'm Greek, which is a constant surprise to other Greeks. Because I'm 6 feet tall, I have blonde hair, I have this olive skin. No, I don't. So my dad was raised in a very small village in central Greece on an island. And I was named for his mother, Anastasia Bessias Sr. And, you know, I'd met her a few times before. And when I was 12 years old, we were visiting Greece, and she died. And Greek funerals are, they're a big deal. I mean, especially for, like, an American who doesn't know what's up. I speak some Greek, but not a lot. So a lot of it was very mysterious to me, like what was going on, why I was being asked to do all of these things. The night before, we stayed up all night and had a candlelit vigil. So I began this story with, like, no sleep. And then we went on a long procession for like 2 miles up this, like, windy hill to a really small church where we were greeted by a priest with a beard down to here. And it was the middle of summer, and I can't forget that because it was like 115 degrees, and they shut all the doors and all the windows, and they burned a lot of incense, and this old man chanted in this, like, really haunting, high-pitched voice for like 2 hours. And that was a lot for my sister and I. I mean, we just, like, didn't know what was going on. People were very moved. And what we were thinking about was, we had been told earlier that day that at the end of the service, it was very important for family members to come up, and we would say a prayer, and then we were supposed to kiss my grandmother on the cheek to say goodbye. And, like, we were horrified. Like, I mean, we're polite girls, but we didn't want to offend anyone. But, like, that was just, we weren't sure if that was going to happen. So, and my dad was like, oh, I mean, you know, you do it if you want to, but it's fine if you don't. And then, like, several uncles took us aside individually, and they're like, if you don't do this, like, there will be, people will be mad. You will offend your whole family. So you're getting a lot of mixed reviews about what was going to happen if we didn't do this. And then they took me aside, and they said, well, maybe your sister doesn't have to do it, but you were named for your grandmother. So I was chosen. And my sister, Sophia, she got to just sit there, and she knew that she was totally off the hook. And so the end of the service came, and I had to stand in this line. And they had a microphone, which was strange because it was this really small place. That's the only other time I've ever used a microphone before. So I, like, stumbled through it. And then, you know, it was just like me and my grandmother right there. And I did it. But the best part was that at the end of the service, all my relatives came up and they all gave me high fives for being such a brave American. And that's my story. Thank you.